Pilgrim as an inspiration to keep us thinking about our verse of the year. And now, when I originally put plans in, you know, plans change, I was thinking I'd lead this off because To Be a Pilgrim was my old school song. And when I was thinking through themes this year, it very much came to mind because our verse of the year is focused on our walk with God, and the words of this old hymn pick this up. So I got to thinking that it might be the idea to use the hymn as a bit of inspiration, as a kickoff point. And all those years ago when I was used to sing this hymn, I had no idea that I was actually going to go on an actual pilgrimage of my own. I'm counting down the days till I head off for my walk as part of my sabbatical, which where I'm walking from Assisi down to Rome. If you want to know a bit more about that, then keep an eye on my blog. I haven't put anything out recently because I've not been 100%, but I'm going to update it soon with a little bit more information about what's going on. If you've read this month's memo, then you'll know a little bit more about this anyway. But in our school, it was our tendency to change the words of To Be a Pilgrim and sing as loud as we possibly could without getting caught by teachers nearby, To Be a Penguin. Now, I have no desire to be a penguin at all. I'd much rather be a pilgrim. Penguins are cold, and yeah, so anyway, forget that for a lot. I've still got an absolute memory. The fourth year's, this is my key moment, the fourth year's got to go, to, when we were in the fourth year, when we went to do our Christmas service at the local Anglican church, the year four, got to sit in the choir stalls, and the teachers were nowhere near us, so we got to sing it really loud then. Now, it's totally inappropriate, I shouldn't be saying that. Anyway, there we go. While I've got this physical walk planned for this upcoming sabbatical, the fact is, we are all of us, are on a pilgrimage. We're all on a lifelong walk of faith with God. Now, the thing is, a couple of weeks ago, because of changing the schedule and working around when Dave was available to be available for last week, when I was on leave when Laura preached, I thought, first thing I ought to do before I prepare for mine is listen to what Laura had to say. So this past Monday afternoon, I took the opportunity to catch up on Laura's sermon, and she took her inspiration from verse 1. He who would valiant be, gainst all disaster, let him in constancy follow the master. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent, his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. And that helped, she helped us to think about following and connected that into Psalm 23 and John 10. So I listened to that. I thought, right, okay, I'll have a bit of a think about verse 2. So, verse 2. Whoso beset him round with dismal stories do but themselves confound, his strength the more is. No foes shall stay his might, though he with giants fight, he will make good his right to be a pilgrim. Now, when I first came up with this service idea, Laura and I sort of bandied a few ideas around about where we thought this might go. God always has other ideas, I think. I did go back to those notes and I did a bit more thinking around the idea of, okay, so what passages of Scripture did God want us to focus on? What themes should we be considering? And it just happened, that was my last task of Monday. So once I'd had a bit of a think, I shut the laptop down and got on with my evening, headed off to choir with Yeti and, you know, all the rest of it. Tuesday morning, I had to go over to Solihull and I had the radio on as I drove. Now, it's my tendency to have Premier Praise on because I love a good worship song, love belting out a good worship song in the car. They have some great ones, but they also have ones that I don't know. And that can be really good because I think quite often we can have a tendency to listen to the songs that we know and we like. And it's really quite fun sometimes to come across a song that you've never heard before. And this song came on, a band I'd never come across either called Tekoa. I think that's how you pronounce it, which who were formed in 2019. I had to look them up. I didn't even know who they were, but I'd never heard of them. Has anyone heard of the band Tekoa? No? Okay, well, I'd advise a listen. The song that was played was Though I Walk, and I'm going to play you a bit. So imagine now you have to imagine you're in the car, okay, you're driving along, radio's on, and this song comes on.
Under the beating of the sun, sentences are life to death. Is now the time to run before the vultures rear their heads? Though I walk through the valley of
What he was on about with acacia trees, but it was the chorus that struck me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Fear no evil. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Fear no evil no more. And it was as I was listening, those words sort of landed in my head, and I was suddenly struck by this thought. It's literally like popped it. It's got a bit, as far as I'm concerned, it was a God moment. Might to be a pilgrim and Pilgrim's Progress, the original book by John Bunyan that inspired the hymn, be based around Psalm 23, because the things that Laura had been sharing about this following and the things that I'd been thinking about the previous evening is somehow connected in my head. So as soon as I was home, I did a bit of research and discovered that there are strong connections between the two. I wasn't imagining things. That's good. Pilgrim's Progress. I have my copy here. This is the Pilgrim's Progress in modern English. This copy was given to me by an old family friend. It says, for the Greenway family from Uncle Jim, 1980. So I've had it quite a while. Uncle Jim was a lovely, lovely, lovely chap. He used to give us loads of different books. But he gave us that copy. And I guess I would have been about 9 or so when we had it. And I hadn't picked it up for a while. So I confess when I picked it up recently, I was rather relieved it was in modern English. And even then, I will confess, it's not the easiest of books to follow. Now, I know, Laura, you've mentioned you're looking at school. Would you agree it's not the easiest book always to follow? Yeah, good. Anyone else read Pilgrim's Progress? Oh, no. Recently? No, hands gone down again. Ha ha. Basically, if you're not going to say it, or just as a summary, the story follows the journey of a character called Christian as he makes his way from the city of destruction that represents sin to the celestial city representing heaven. And on the way, he faces all sorts of issues and problems. He encounters folk who challenge him, guide him, try and distract him. He faces all sorts of issues and problems and struggles, but ultimately, he remains steadfast and gets to his destination. And it was looking at the book and looking back at Psalm 23 and thinking about the hymn and all the rest of it, that these connections became a bit more obvious. And I will have to admit that until this point, despite the imagery of being guided and protected by God as we, his followers, encounter blessings and challenges, I'd not really seen Psalm 23 as a pilgrim psalm, despite the fact that he says in verse 3, God guides him along right paths. And he talks about walking through dark valleys. And ultimately, as we will pick up next week in verse 6, we'll see that he reaches a place of peace and rest. I don't know whether I'd put Psalm 23 just in the context of a nice walk in the country, you know, just a little afternoon jaunt. But I think, as I've sort of mused on it this week, that it's set in this much bigger picture of our journey with God. That as we follow after Jesus, we make this choice to join this journeying. And Psalm 23 is not just about a little afternoon, you know, dalliance. It's about this whole lifetime journeying, of movement, of going somewhere with God. And we know that life is full of up and downs. But in saying yes to Jesus, we enter into that journey with him. He walks with us so that whatever we encounter in life, we do so with him by our side. And as pilgrims in the faith, we're called to do life together. This morning is an example. We are here today because we are doing our life of faith together. It's important that we gather, we support one another, we get to, you know, we journey together. I mean, this week of prayer and practical is a prime example of us doing life together. Yesterday was an example, we were praying and serving alongside each other, and we'll carry on doing that through this week. But perhaps most key to this is that we're not left to face the difficult times on our own. We walk in the presence and strength of God, who leads us and protects us and comforts us and ultimately empowers us to overcome. Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. See, David acknowledges that difficult times in life are inevitable. And Jesus himself said this, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Notice, you will have trouble. Not you might, or you possibly, but you will. This is a definite. But whatever we encounter, whether we're encountering hard times or grief or persecution or doubt, we'll all go through these difficult times. Let's be honest, our walk with Jesus is no picnic. It's no Sunday afternoon stroll in a nice, you know, to a nice meadow beside a nice stream. There are times of blessing, yes, but there are also those valleys, those difficult spaces. Our paths will have obstacles. Those dismal stories referred to in the hymn. And we'll also encounter discouragement and giants along the way, things that will cause us to doubt our faith. But Scripture reminds us over and over again that we are to walk with confidence. Why? Because God is with us. He is our strength. And I'm also really glad that our calendar in our downstairs toilet at the manse has the verse that I'm now going to reference, Psalm 18:32. I thought it's pertinent for this. It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. The heart of our courage as believers is God's unwavering presence with us. This is the power of faith. And the presence of our shepherd walking with us means we are not alone. His rod and his staff are evidence of his guidance and protection. Even in the midst of the darkest and most difficult moments in our lives, it is his presence, it is his strength that enables us to face it, to face opposition, to face the difficult days. And we know this is possible because we look at Scripture and we see it is full of stories of God's people who encountered giants. To name but a few, David faced an actual giant, Goliath, and overcame. Daniel was not overcome by the lions in the den. Paul endured persecution and imprisonment. Now, the giants we face today might look very different. I doubt very many of us will get shut in a cave with lions. But what we face is still tough. Physical things like pain or disease or illness, mental or emotional issues, relationship challenges, financial struggles, job concerns, personal battles, and more things even than just those. But the truth is, we can face these giants, whatever they might be, because we have God with us. We have God with us, and we also have others with us. Because others around us, other people who walk with us in the faith, represent Christ to us. We know that we can find our strength because we see it in Scripture. We find our strength in God because of God's promises over and over again throughout his word. That he will bring us home. Our future is certain, but the reality is, for now, we know that life isn't easy. But we're to persevere because of who we are and whose we are. We belong to God, a God who calls us friends. Friends. We are friends of God. As we walk through whatever valleys that lie ahead of us, enduring the challenges and bearing the cost, as we climb mountains and we experience the exhilaration and the joys, as we travel all the paths up and down between, we would do well to remember that always we are never alone. We are led by the Good Shepherd. We are strengthened by his presence with us. And we know that his victory is such that no giant can stand against us. And it's hard, and I'll fess up that it's hard to hold on to that when you're in the midst of something really difficult, but we need to trust that all we go through serves to deepen our trust in God. If we turn to him in the trials, we need to turn to him so we can walk boldly, so we can press on in our faith, knowing that it's his strength that upholds us. Now, last week I was at the Heart of England Baptist Ministers Conference, and on the second evening we had the opportunity to hear from one of our regional ministers who is departing. Dave mentioned it last week, but Neil Letizia is retiring. And we had an evening with him, and he was a bit nervous about it, but they set it up so it was a Desert Island Discs format. And he shared really candidly about some of the really profound challenges that he'd faced in life. It's not my place to share here, but I think we were all touched as a group of people by what he shared. And as he went through, he shared some songs. And I'm going to share one with you now. Again, it's not one that I'd heard of before, but the words struck me and they've stayed with me as I've prepared this week. So we're going to listen to the song, and I could just encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your journey so far. Where has God taken you? Think about perhaps whether the places where he's been faithful, the times when you've been able to carry on, but maybe baby step by baby step, or cling on with fingertips maybe, but because he's been with us. Because he is our strength and our help comes from him this day and every day.
Raging wild, I will lift my eyes.
We know that God promises to hold us, to be with us in the good times and the bad. We know that this, at least in part, is expressed in and through us as his followers, as we walk with one another. We are companions on the road, fellow travellers, picking up what Dave spoke about, the importance of companionship last week. As we walk together, we are to be Christ to one another. Galatians 6 verse 2 tells us that we are to carry each other's burdens. So as we journey with one another, we are to look out for each other. We are to share in the joys, and we are to help shoulder the troubles and challenges. We're going to come to share in communion. And as we share in the bread and wine, we're going to have an opportunity to demonstrate this in a physical way as we actually serve one another. We're not having stations this week, as we offer bread and wine to the people around you, saying the words, here is his body broken for you. Here is his blood shed for you. Let this represent something of our commitment to journeying together, our family connectedness. But before we break bread together, let's sing our next song together that picks up this theme of serving one another.
Sister, let me serve you, let me be as Christ to you.